A's and Mariners coming up. A very pretty day here in Phoenix today. A's won a couple of games. They beat the South African team yesterday. They won a game against the Cubs, and then they won a game. They beat the Giants yesterday. So they're winning some games here. Let's see. They beat the White Sox. The White Sox, South Africa, and San Francisco. So they've won three in a row. They lost to the Cubs. That was the game on March the 3rd, and they lost that one 6-4. Hey, Fuller O'Brien Paints, I just want to mention Regency Paint to you. Their finest quality paint, 100% acrylic enamel, lifetime warranty, formulated with microsphere technology for durability, great washability and scrubability. And they have that low VOC, the volatile organic compounds, mildew-resistant coating, and meets all the green performance standards. Regency Paint by DeVoe, part of the Fuller O'Brien Paint family. Now it's time to rattle the lumber on behalf of Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice. We'll bring in Vince Catronio, subbing here for the captain today. How are you, pal?
Hello, Marty Lurie.
Now, the captain just walked in. But,
did he? Okay, well, let's get the captain. No. I've got stuff to do, and so does he.
All right. We'll do the exchange of the headset here. I was getting a little worried about the captain. He's walking up the 18th fairway on the green, pulls out the putter, and
hello
here
there.
He is. Where were you?
I was at the Nomar Garciaparra Orlando Cabrera press conference.
How was it?
It's great. It really was. It was really a trip. They're still talking to the media up there in the conference room up in the A's offices, but it's really a trip. I mean, to see these two guys up there together wearing their A's uniforms, and six-time All-Star Nomar, two-time Gold Glover Cabrera, and to think what this organization has done, Marty, in this offseason, now into the spring, to add the talent that they have. I mean, these are two of the... Now, Nomar, obviously, he's had a lot of injuries. He may not be the same player he was at one time, but you're talking about two of the better players in the game.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking a 300 hitter. He's a 314 lifetime
314,
hitter.
2-time batting title.
Right. Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. And Cabrera is still one of the premier shortstops in baseball.
I had a chance finally today to talk to Bob Guerin because, you know, as we're down here, we know sort of what's going on. But as an official of the club, you can't say anything. The manager can't. You really can't until it's all signed, sealed, and delivered. Bob Guerin, maybe the pressure's off a little bit. I guess he's excited.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yes, I
would. As the manager of the club?
I'd be excited to be a manager.
Yeah, you've added... How would you be as a manager?
I think I would be a player's manager. Yeah. I would let the players write the lineup.
Well, the lineup, and Bob, you know, he's circumspect by nature.
Yes.
But he did say on the show that in looking at the ball club, at this point it looks like Giambi, Ellis, Cabrera, and Chavez on your infield.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and then you've got Nomar, and I think Nomar has come here understanding he's not going to be a regular player, but he can still contribute. And I mentioned this on the broadcast yesterday up in Scottsdale. The A's want to be careful, for good reason, they want to be careful with Giambi and Chavez. They're not going to play every day, especially early in the year. And I think especially with Era coming back after the shoulder surgery. And that's where Nomar will fit in beautifully. If he can give you some starts at first base or third base or DH against maybe a tough lefty day game after a night game, there's no reason to push it with one of those guys, with Chavez or with Giambi. Garciaparra can come in and give them a right-handed bat. He had excellent numbers. I think he was 19 for 56 last year against left-handed pitching. And as you know, Marty, for so many years, the A's have been left-handed dominant. And adding Cabrera, who I think will bat second, and Nomar, you've got right-handed bats now to balance things out.
Yeah, Nomar, they brought him back last year just for the playoffs against the Phillies. I mean, that's how much the Dodgers thought of him. I mean, if they could get him in there, I think he played somewhat towards the end of the year.
He was 10 for 23 in his last 13 games last year, Nomar.
I think they had him in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
And he's had some calf problems. He was very frank about that he's had to deal with. And he feels like he's learned a little bit more about his situation, and he's more on top of that than he has been. And because the whole injury thing was a real mystery to him.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that was on his way to being a Hall of Famer. You'd have to agree.
I agree.
I mean, Garcia,
314 lifetime hitter.
Two-time batting, 370 one year. Then all of a sudden he has a lot of injuries, and he's done a lot of studying with doctors, and they've determined, and Vince was there talking to him in the dugout today with Ray, that he said, you know, he thinks a lot of it is genetics, that that's just kind of the way his body is, and they've determined that there's some certain things that go on with the way he's put together. So he felt a little better that maybe he wasn't quite so snake-bitten with injuries, that's It's just the way that he, the way that it is, and now he has a better chance to get on top of it.
Boy, I love it. It's a great boost for the ball club and a great boost for the offense. Yesterday, I got a front row seat sitting next to the legend Gary Hughes to watch Trevor Cahill, and I was very impressed the fact 6 ground ball outs, 3 strikeouts, the ball was down.
A Brandon Webb-like sinker. Big-time sinker, 92 miles an hour on the gun for much of the game, from what I'm told by the scouts. And he's only 21. So as Bob Guerin will say in the manager's show, he said the average age of the club will be deceiving because you're going to have a lot of these veteran guys out there in the positions as position players, but now very young pitching staff potentially. There's not going to be a lot in the middle.
No. We had a lot of fun last night. We went to the ASU game to take on Stanford. And I ran into an old friend of yours and of Bay Area listeners, a wonderful man, Scotty Sterling, one of Bill King's partners on the Raider games.
This is back in the 60s.
Yeah, fabulous.
Scotty Sterling was instrumental in bringing Bill to the Raiders. And one thing that Scotty said last night, he said, I didn't care about the beard. You know, back in those days, you know, it was a little different. And they worked together, and Scotty's worked for a million different franchises at the highest levels of front offices around sports. And he's now scouting. He has for many, many years. He's a scout for the Sacramento Kings. So he was at the ball game yesterday watching the kid from ASU.
James Harden.
Yeah, Harden, the left-hander. And he's on his way to Pittsburgh. He's going to see 2 games on Saturday. He's going to fly back to the West Coast on Sunday and go to Las Vegas, actually, and watch the WCC final Monday night. So really a good man.
Yeah, it was great to see him. I'm going to catch up with him during the year.
You should.
And do some baseball stuff with him. Looking at the Seattle Mariners, here they are again. Did you get a chance as we wrap it up with Don Wakamatsu?
No, I haven't, because everything was involved. We were all involved with the Cabrera-Nomar thing, and I didn't get a chance to see him. And we were a little delayed getting the Bob Guerin show done because the A's wanted to make sure all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed with Nomar and Cabrera before we could actually, you know, officially do the show and have Bob talk about it, as those guys are now official members of the club.
Well, it's nice to see Wakamatsu and Ty Van Berkelio.
It is, and they've got a pretty good club. I think that Mike Sweeney has a good chance to make their team, Marty, because Sweeney and Ken Griffey Jr., from what I've been told, have helped change the culture in their clubhouse, which, by all accounts, was dysfunctional last year.
All right, have a good broadcast.
Okay, Marty.
All right, that is the captain. Nice to have him with us. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 10:30 tomorrow morning, for another edition of Right Off the Bat. Have a good day, everybody.
Fans, join Marty Lurie next time for another edition of Right Off the Bat, right here on the Marty Lurie Radio Network.